Voting can seem like a chore to those with plenty of municipal, provincial, and federal elections under their belts, but the first time one casts a ballot can have a special sort of excitement. CHMA spoke to one Sackville resident who voted for the first time during this Tantramar municipal election.
I'm Fiona Brett. I grew up in Sackville. I'm 18 years old.
All right. So you voted in your first election today. How did that feel?
It was awesome. I'm very politically active. I'm aware of what's going on around me. I volunteer with the NDP. But actually getting the chance to vote was really exciting for me.
Okay. And now, I mean, different levels of government get different levels of seriousness attributed to voting sometimes. Sometimes municipal is sort of at the bottom of the list. Were you engaged with, you know, what was going on with all these candidates? And there were so many candidates to learn about. So, you know, how did you engage with that?
I'll admit I'm more engaged at a provincial and federal level, but as growing up in Sackville, I knew two of the three mayor nominees, and I knew quite a few of the councillors. And I didn't look up as many as I would have liked to, but it was still really interesting knowing these people my whole life and then getting the chance to vote for them in my town to see people with like the same views as me getting that chance to succeed at it, which was really cool.
And so was getting registered, I mean, this was your, you weren't on the voters list already, so when you went there to the polling station today, you had to do sort of the whole rigmarole. Was it easy? How would you rate Elections NB on that experience?
They were really organized. It was awesome. I went in and I showed them my driver's license and they typed in all my information. I know for me, they had a hard time finding my address. I had to zoom in on the map of where I live and so they could get the polling section. But it was still very quick, very efficient. And then I had to double check my name and my address and that was that. And it was awesome.
Do you know if a lot of your peers, people the same age as you, are also voting today? Is that a common thing?
The people that I know, like my close friends, all live in other districts, so they're not voting today. But I do know quite a few people that are voting that are my age, which is exciting. Not as many as I would like, but there's still quite a few, which is awesome.
And, you know, why is voting important?
I think voting is important because nothing's going to change unless it starts with you. And I feel like voting, obviously, you're putting your trust into somebody to get the point that you want across done. But it's a good step in the right direction if you believe in something and you're somebody else who's running for a place of power, whether that is municipal or provincial, federal. If you're trusting them enough to give them your vote, then it's a big thing when that what you want gets passed or gets through.
All right. And I guess you'll be paying attention to see if, you know, the trust you put in your candidates, if it follows through.
I definitely will be, yes.
Is there anything else you wanted to add about, you know, your experience today?
Everybody was very welcoming. Everybody was very excited that it was my first time voting. I walk in and they heard I was a first-time voter and everybody was like, oh my God, yay, which was really, really cool to see how excited they were about somebody new voting.
That's first-time Tantramar voter Fiona Brett, one of about 2,500 voters out of an eligible 6,600 who cast a ballot to elect the first-ever Tantramar Council. Andrew Black has been elected mayor with a council made up of Debbie Wiggins Caldwell, Barry Hicks, Allison Butcher, Michael Tower, Bruce Finney, Josh Gauguin, Matt Estabrooks, and Greg Martin.